You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008.
My name is Marie-Claude Julcin. I'm with the Worldwide WCA in Geneva, Switzerland, and I'm the Program Director for the Americas and Caribbean region.
And what are you presenting here today in the poster session?
This is the work of the YWCA of Kauai, one of the YWCA's, part of YWCA USA, and their work on prevention of sexual violence and integrating HIV prevention into that work.
And can you tell me what you found?
Well, what they found in Kauai is that one out of four young girls is a victim of sexual assault, and for the boys, it's one out of six. And so its rates are very high on the island. And so the YWCA is doing a lot of work around giving information, but also counseling around violence against women, but sexual violence more precisely.
And how do you educate children who are experiencing sexual violence? I mean, who gets educated? Is it parents or children, or how does that work?
Well, the information goes out to everyone, but mostly focusing on young people and also the parents and women, because why do you say we work with women and girls in general? Also because 31% of the cases get reported because of the fear and the stigma surrounding sexual assault on the island. So we need to get the information out there and people feel open about speaking out about what they've experienced and getting proper counseling.
Can you tell me why the sexual assault rates are so dramatically high among this population? I mean, one in four girls and one in six boys, and 31% is very, very high. So do you have any idea why that's the case?
Well, I think when we look at the conditions, socioeconomic conditions in terms of lack of employment and the poverty, because this is a vulnerable population, I think those are some of the reasons why violence is so high.
Did you find that there were any particular risk factors? Were certain children of certain economic backgrounds or certain ethnic backgrounds more or less at risk?
Well, it is true also that the indigenous population on the island are most, I would say, the vulnerable population in terms of sexual assault. So yes, the work of the YWCA targets this population.
And how was the prevention information disseminated?
Well, because we're working with adolescents, young people, the prevention work is done through theater and dance and activities of the sort that would attract young people, and just doing it in a fun way.
And what was the age group?
Age group is between 15 and 24.
And can you give me an example of what a typical program would look like and how that would incorporate both HIV prevention and assault prevention?
Well, to be totally honest, YWCA has just recently integrated the HIV prevention work in the domestic violence and sexual assault work that they've been doing for many years. And this has been done in partnership with Malama Pono organization that does a lot of HIV information. So this is how we've been working with programs that have been existing in the communities that people are familiar with, and working in partnership with other organizations that are, I would say, maybe have more expertise in HIV prevention.
And why is it useful to combine these programs? What does childhood assault have to do with HIV infection?
Well, because we know the links between HIV infection, whether it's violence against women or sexual violence, domestic violence. And so it's important to give that information to, first of all, to prevent, but also those that have been victims of sexual assault to know that they can have counseling and testing.
Because people who are victims of sexual assault, you're saying, might be at greater risk of acquiring HIV as adults.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on the 17th International AIDS Conference from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/AIDS2008.